Welcome back to the program. 10 minutes after 6 in the a.m. on this, the Friday the 13th version of your favorite morning show. All right, so we've already determined that nobody here is really superstitious, but that doesn't mean that other people listening this morning are not. And you think, all right, where did some of the superstitions come from? What are some interesting superstitions, and where did they come from? I thought we would run those down this morning.
All right.
I mean, it's better than doing this on, I don't know, Halloween? All right, here we go. So, in honor of Friday the 13th, here are some superstitions. Now, Tom, I know you did this one, right? You pick a flower out of the ground, and you hold it up to the sky, and you pluck the petals off. She loves me. She loves me not.
Is that a superstition?
She loves me. She loves me not. Yeah, where did it come from? You ever done that? And it determines whether or not the when you were in school and you had the crush.
Yeah.
Does she like me or not?
I'll say it comes from a Lord Byron poem or some English romantic poem from the ancient times.
No, it's from some Wiccan tradition that the gods control the flower petals and things like that.
Pull the petals off the flower and put it in with the boiling newt.
Tom's actually a little closer to the truth. It comes from a game in medieval France called To Thin the Leaves of a Daisy. The English saying came around after it was printed in a 15th century songbook. That's kind of interesting. Still doesn't say exactly how it's supposed to work, but there it is. If you're wondering whether your crush has got it back on you, just pick a flower and pull off all the... Now, don't do it to, like, bugs. Don't pull the wings off of bugs. It doesn't work that way.
And don't do it to flowers in somebody else's garden. You know, just grab flowers out of somebody's garden.
Oh, no, that's okay. You don't.
You can do that? Okay.
Yeah, sure, as long as you don't get caught.
All right.
So, you know, the tradition of throwing a coin into a fountain and making a wish.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea.
It is maybe the first way communities... Or municipalities started a taxing program. Yeah, make a wish. I wish we'd get these roads paved.
That would be a great scam. Sure. Think that you're giving money to the mime who is performing there, but really it's going to some big sewer project.
Sure.
It's fabulous.
I like that idea. Throwing a coin into the well, it comes from that wells are always considered, you know, obviously a source of water, and so therefore they symbolize fruitfulness. If a woman stood by a well and made a wish, it was supposed to come true. And back then, she usually wished for a husband and children.
Hopefully the coins weren't made of lead and destroyed the water supply.
That's thank you, Captain Apathy. Always the positive side of things. Why am I tongue tingling? Shut up and drink more water. It's good for you. Obama Michelle says it's good for you. All right, where did the tradition of kissing under the mistletoe come from? And no, you're not supposed to wear it on your belt buckle.
Ancient England.
It's thought to have originated in ancient Greek festivals as a way to ward off evil and welcome love into some people's homes.
Yeah. Now it's just for lecherous guys at office parties.
Isn't it also poisonous? Isn't
eating mistletoe?
Yeah. So be careful about how you're using it. Okay. What about throwing rice at the bride and groom? Where'd that come from?
That's a fertility thing, right?
Yes, I believe that is. Yes.
Yes, you're both right. It comes from an ancient Hebrew and Egyptian culture where it's a symbol of fertility and good fortune. Although it can be bad luck if the bride slips on the rice while walking down the well-polished hallway floors.
You're supposed to not throw rice at weddings anymore, apparently, because it's bad for the birds.
That's not true.
Right? No, it's not true?
Nah, that's not true.
It's not true?
Yeah, it's not really true.
Okay.
No.
If I have to sacrifice for my marriage, the birds could sacrifice, too.
Well, that's a good way to do it. All right, the tradition of something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue at your wedding. Traditionally for the bride, of course, not so much for you. But
to cut down on the wedding costs so you can do some of the things at a consignment shop.
Nice. I like that. What do you think?
Once again, this has to come from England.
Well, the old shows a couple's intentions to keep existing family connections, even as they begin a new family.
Okay.
Something borrowed is an item given to the bride to symbolize the love and support of her friends. And the blue symbolizes purity, fidelity, and loyalty. This goes back to biblical time traditions. How about that? There it is.
Okay.
Now you understand. But, you know, I was thinking with all this superstition and things, I was thinking maybe now would be a good time for me to perhaps try and channel like a medium or something and try my hand at predicting the future.
Yes, yes, do that.
You want me to try that?
Sure.
Okay, here's what I'd like to do. I'm going to try very hard. I'm going to get into some kind of a, maybe just a little bit of a trance here. Just hold on. Shh. It's important, okay? And I'm, yeah, it's not working, but I'm going to try. All right, here's the future. Here's what I think. I'm predicting. Wait a minute, it's coming to me. Yes, yes. Next Monday, Queen Latifah's talk show will debut to record ratings because of old white people thinking she's Oprah. Yes. 2 weeks from now, after New Zealand succeeds in their efforts to deport a 350-pound man whose obesity has been deemed a national health risk, the man will feel the skinniest person in history when he moves to Milwaukee. Wait a minute. I'm seeing in the future, 3 weeks from now, the line of Apple Store customers rich enough to buy the iPhone 5S will actually enslave the line that can only afford the iPhone 5C. Yes, these things will come to pass. I have predicted it.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.